knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Thank you for knocking on our door, and welcome to the Regal Beagle podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode, covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me is my cousin Cameron. How's it going, Cameron?
Howdy.
And you are watching the show in real time. As these episodes are being uploaded, the podcast is pretty much... As you're watching them, you're giving me your first thoughts. Being a seasoned television watcher in 2016, we are in a world post Breaking Bad, post Sopranos, post American Idol, post The Bachelor, post Friends, and add to that, compounded with your actual real tough as nails, real deal. Television experience working on actual television shows. We can't really talk about those shows, right? Because that's is that a conflict of interest? Is that giving too much?
We could talk about
the kind of shows.
The kind of shows.
But the not
genre.
Not the actual
shows themselves.
Can I say that you are a floor manager of a certain show that's on TV?
Yes.
You've gone on location and shot certain reality shows. So you, I mean,
like
your
that.
CV is, I mean, your opinion on Three's Company, and so far it's been dismal, let me tell you. You don't seem to like the show. This opinion is actually more credible than my blind love for the show opinion.
Is it more credible?
I am blinded by how incredible the show is. okay, so this is our fourth episode. We are 4 episodes in. So fourth episode of Three's Company. Season 1, episode 4, No Children, No Dogs. It aired on April 7th, 1977. Once again, directed by Bill Hobbin, written by George Burdett and Paul Wayne. This one also stuck to an original storyline from Man About the House, which is what Three's Company was based on, the UK show. And, Mr. Roper doesn't allow dogs in the building, but a dog is left at the kid's doorstep, and, you know, they got to deal with the dog. They got to do more sneaking around.
Right.
Not so much the gay thing, not so much Jack is gay thing, but more like now it's dogs, you know? The most important point of this episode is the introduction, the debut of the character Larry Dallas, the used car salesman, played by Richard Klein. And in the UK Man About the House version, it was a guy named Larry Simmons, which was, Robin Tripp's best friend. In the US version, it's Larry Dallas, not Larry Simmons. So that's the difference there. But it's still sticking with the UK storyline.
Yeah.
What were your impressions of No Children, No Dogs? What were your impressions of Larry Dallas?
When I first saw Larry, and thinking about it now, when he last, you know, left their apartment, I didn't think I would ever see him again. And from what it sounds like you're telling me is that he comes back?
I spoiled it for you.
I mean, that...
Just
that
by saying the word debut.
Yes, a spoiler, but I felt like he was like a nothing character.
Right.
Right? Insofar as that he was just there to move the plot along. Like, where's the dog come
like
from?
Like Karen was there last episode.
Yeah. Where does the dog come from? This kind of slimy used car salesman drops him off. That's it. I don't, you know, where did he, what's his relationship to them? It was just kind of a guy that Jack knew.
You know, I really don't want to be a spoiler here, but I will say... The character of Larry Dallas was the only character, the only outside character that went all the way through the series, including the spinoffs.
Wow.
Yeah, so Larry Dallas is a huge character in the Three's Company series. To be honest with you, I don't really like the episode myself.
Yeah. I mean, so you and I are on the same page about this one then?
You didn't like it either? So this is like, there's even no smiles now. I mean, I can say that I don't like it because I love the series. I mean, I still loved it compared to every other TV show that was ever on. No Children, No Dogs slays any episode of Breaking Bad.
Was this because it was the only thing? Like, what else was on? Like, what were you... What else were you looking at here?
I mean, that's not to say that...
Super Friends?
Okay. Yeah. And it's not to say that it was...
G-Force? I gotta be honest. It's not really my favorite episode, and I could do without it. Except for Larry. The introduction of Larry. Which I thought was stellar, by the way. One of the most memorable guest spots ever. And it makes sense to me that the producers kind of kept him on. Because he made such a great go at Larry Dallas.
Why am I not seeing that? What am I missing here?
Man, you know what? You got to see Larry as he blossoms as a character, as the series goes on.
So
okay?
You're saying that having seen where it goes. But
no, I loved Larry.
In this episode.
Who's this crazy guy? Like, he was this kind of creepy, funny dude.
Okay.
Remember... I'd say lots of creepy, funny dudes in sitcoms and in television in general come from Larry Dallas. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. All right. I mean,
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt there just because, you know, I saw maybe 5 minutes of him.
Oh, well. Anyways, it's just notable because Larry Dallas comes in.
Right.
And Richard Klein, as an actor,
okay,
was fairly successful after the show and also during the show, but mostly after the show in the world of game shows.
Okay.
A lot of people don't realize that, but he was, you know, a celebrity contestant on the $25,000 pyramid, the $100,000 pyramid, Super Password, the all new star, Beat the Clock, and Body Language. But he also did pilot seasons for other game shows. He was the host of Jumble in 1988 and another show called Tell the Truth in 1990, but they were never picked up. Mm-hmm. So he was, you know, in the world of game shows, he fared pretty good. And then he's had guest spots post Three's Company in L.A. Law. I saw him on ER once, Family Matters.
So this was the launching pad?
Oh, he didn't launch too far up.
The CV you're outlining to me right now, did this happen post Three's Company?
Most post. Most I will post. Say some of the celebrity appearances on game shows, I think a couple of them were during the show's run.
Okay.
But a lot of them were, including his shot at being a game show host, were post Three's Company, 1988 and 1990, Jumble and To Tell the Truth, respectively. Those, I mean, the show ended in 84. So, yeah, he tried to make a go of being a game show host because he was such a great contestant.
Yeah.
And in 1974, he was actually, what was it, 2 or 3 years before the show started, he was actually a contestant on the $25,000 pyramid, I believe, and he won.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you know, game shows are where Richard Klein lives. Anyways, that I thought I'd just go into Richard Klein a little bit because of the introduction of Larry Dallas.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe I'll come to understand...
Oh, you will.
The appeal?
Oh, you will. Larry Dallas is a much-loved character of Three's Company. And I think there's even a small faction of, you know, real big fans of Larry Dallas more than Jack Tripper. Like, bigger fan, like, you know, their favorite character is Larry Dallas.
Right.
I'm pointing to myself. I love Larry. So that's why I felt like I should go a little deeper into Richard Klein.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big, he's one of my favorite television characters.
Ever?
Yeah. Yeah, he's amazing. Some of the things you'll see. It just gets hilarity will ensue for sure.
I've got nothing to work with.
Okay,
here.
I know. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
On to episode 5. That's the next episode. Our 5th episode. Next episode, we talk about episode 5. So this is going to be a lot of fun.